It's Monday, November 1st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly. In the latest major offensive against the town of Phetlang, Myanmar, in the predominantly Christian Chin state, the Burmese army launched a few rounds of incendiary rockets on October 29th and lit more than 100 homes and two churches on fire, reports International Christian Concern. If you'd like to help provide food for a month for $35 to a Christian in Myanmar who is in hiding, you can make a donation through missiontomyanmar.com. After Pope Francis and President Joe Biden met on Friday, Biden claimed that the Pope called him a, quote, good Catholic, end quote, and that he should, quote, keep receiving communion, end quote. Interestingly, the Vatican has not confirmed the veracity of Biden's account. To his credit, the Pope has called abortion, quote, murder, end quote, and he's equated it to, quote, hiring a hitman, end quote. Brian Birch, director of Catholic Vote, wrote, quote, the Pope most certainly did not say what the media and Biden's Catholic backers are suggesting, namely that Catholic public officials who aggressively advocate for killing innocent children are good Catholics who should continue receiving communion. For Biden to pretend that the Pope is 100% on board with his agenda is not only a joke, it's shameless, end quote. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. On Friday, the United States Supreme Court declined to block Maine's vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers without providing any exemptions for religious objectors, reports TheBlaze.com. Justice Neil Gorsuch, joined by Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, wrote an 8-page dissent in which he argued that Maine's mandate has forced the healthcare workers to choose between following their religious convictions or losing their jobs. Refusing to grant religious exemptions, he wrote, quote, borders on the irrational, end quote. Will the blue state of Virginia pick a Republican for governor in tomorrow's election? Because Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are only separated by fewer than 3 points in an average of recent polling, Barack Obama campaigned for McAuliffe. The former president denounced focusing on cultural issues. Listen.
We don't have time to be wasting on these phony, trumped-up culture wars. This fake outrage that right-wing media peddles to juice their ratings. And the fact that he's willing to go along with it instead of talking about serious problems that actually affect serious people, that's a shame. That's not what this election's about. That's not what you need, Virginia.
Obama's comments generated sharp rebuke. Critics pointed out that children's education is not part of the, quote, trumped-up culture war, end quote, as Obama claimed, especially considering that McAuliffe has said parents should not have a say in school board decisions. Loudoun County, Virginia schools also stands accused of covering up two sexual assaults as they pushed controversial homosexual transgender policies. Radio host Larry O'Connor said, quote, let's be clear. They, the Democrats, are waging the culture war. We, the Republicans, are fighting back. Covering up a sexual assault in school restrooms to push a transgender policy in government schools is the definition of waging a culture war, end quote. A Florida elementary school took a field trip this week to a popular homosexual bar while being chaperoned by a school board member, reports Christian Headlines. Wilton Manors Elementary in Wilton Manors, Florida, took a field trip to Rosie's Homosexual Bar and Grill. Sarah Leonardi, a member of the Broward County School Board, posted about the trip on social media. The bar and grill is located less than 1 mile from the school. Leonardi gushed, quote, I was so honored to be invited to chaperone Wilton Manors Elementary School's field trip to the incredible Rosie's. The students and I had a fun walkover and learned a lot about our community. A huge thank you to Rosie's Bar for hosting this special field trip every year, end quote. Leonardi's Facebook post was filled with comments criticizing the idea. One person wrote, quote, I guess elementary school has changed. I was a fourth grade teacher for years, and I promise you, we went to museums, the state legislature, and parks, end quote. Christian radio talk show host Todd Starnes tweeted, quote, teachers took grade schoolers on a field trip to a gay bar. Imagine the outrage if they had taken the kids on a field trip to church, end quote. Tell Superintendent Vicki Cartwright that she must end these immoral elementary school field trips to a homosexual bar immediately. Call 754-321-0000. That's 754-321-0000. U.S. passports now have a bizarre new feature. The State Department has made it an option for new passports to include a gender X marker, allowing Americans to opt out of the male or female option, reports One American News Network. However, our creator does not allow us to opt out of the sex he assigned us at conception. Genesis 1 verse 27 declares, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And finally, the liberal city of Portland, Oregon, recently amended its bereavement leave policy to allow city employees to take paid time off following any kind of pregnancy loss, including abortion, irrespective of whether deemed medically necessary. Portland is the first city in the nation to adopt this type of policy. Live Action, a pro-life group founded by Lila Rose, asked, quote, "If bereavement is frequently defined as a period of grief or mourning after the death of a family member or loved one, and bereavement leave is time off of work that is granted to employees to mourn that death, then this amended policy begs the question, who died? Granting this type of leave following an abortion is a tacit admission of the humanity and family membership of the one who has been aborted, something abortion advocates almost never do," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.